Chapter 1. Dr. Hawa Abdi. 1947 to 2020. Mogadishu, Somalia. Hawa Abdi was a child in the 1950s, and at that time, there was no war in Somalia. Children laughed, older people told stories, and life was good. Hawa came from a big family with even bigger ideas. In Somalia, most people thought that women should keep quiet. But Hawa's parents always thought, "One day Hawa will do something great." They told her, "If you believe something, don't be afraid. Don't keep quiet. You must say it. Your voice is important." Hawa's mother was pregnant, and one day she became ill and died. Hawa was 12 years old, and she thought, "I can't be sad for long. I have to be strong. My family needs me. All the women here need me." She thought about her mother and other women. "Why did my mother die? Lots of women become pregnant, but why do many of them die? Can we save them?" She decided to study hard, and she became a doctor. She healed many people. But in the early 1990s, a war started in Somalia, and life began to change. Children did not laugh very much. Older people did not tell many stories. In 4 months, soldiers killed 14,000 people in Hawa City. The fighting hurt about 27,000 people, and about 200,000 had to leave their homes. There was not enough food to eat. Hawa had to work harder. She built a clinic, a small hospital on her family's land. Soon, the clinic became a hospital with 400 beds. She also made a special place for people without homes. She helped 90,000 of her people. One day, soldiers came with guns and said to Hawa, "If you don't close your clinic, we'll kill you." But she did not move. "You aren't important. You're just a woman," they said. But Hawa was not listening. She did not have a gun, but she was not afraid. "You're a young man," she said to one of the soldiers. "What have you done for your people?" She did not have a gun, but she was not afraid. The soldiers could not answer her. They walked away. But that was not the end. The soldiers kept coming back, but Hawa was always strong. Later, she had her own daughters. Together, they built Hope Village, a special, safe place for Somali families without homes. Hawa died in 2020. Somalia is still at war. Its buildings and its people have fallen. But with the help of people like Hawa and her daughters, maybe one day the old Somalia will come back again. Interesting fact. In 2010, some soldiers took Dr. Hawa Abdi away. But the women from her village were very angry, so the soldiers brought her back. She told the soldiers to write her a letter to say sorry. And they did.